You are listening to Gut Checks. We're giving you access to stories of hope and inspiration, where we've all had to dig deep and face the challenges of life head on every day. I'm your host, Paul Weigel, an 11-year cancer survivor, 6-time Ironman triathlete, and most importantly, a dad to an awesome teenage daughter. Join me as we explore the power of perseverance while finding and clinging to the joy in life, no matter the odds. Hey everyone, thanks for joining me today. We're now less than a week away from Iron Dad being released to the general public. It's crazy to think about everything that's happened over the last 6 months. When I started tossing around the idea of actually publishing this book versus having something nice to look at on a bookshelf, to now where I look at all the different people I've met, the most amazing experiences I've had, and where I think about the most really incredible positive future possible, way beyond my wildest dreams. When people ask me what my goals have been for the book, I've continued to say the same thing, that I hope my story resonates enough that it gets more people in for screenings, and that people aren't afraid to have rough conversations with their doctors. That's still happening far too often. One of the most recent interviews I've had was with Authority Magazine, and they asked me to pull together a little video of 5 things you need to beat cancer. It's a quick little recording, but I think valuable for all of us, so check it out. Hi, I'm Paul Weigel, and here are 5 things you need to beat cancer. First, you need an ability to imagine the impossible and have the incredible come true, and to recognize that when your back is against the wall, you just got to do what you need to and keep moving forward. I also thought of and imagined finishing the most difficult task I had ever done before I had gotten cancer. That was finishing an Ironman triathlon. I knew if I could finish that, cancer would be a cakewalk. Something impossible? Maybe. Incredible? Without a doubt. Second, discover a strength inside you and fight like you've never fought before. With the disease, with doctors, or whoever it may be. And when you're too tired to fight, let someone fight for you. I made a point to never take the elevator up and down 5 flights of stairs while I was going through radiation treatment, and I still hold on to that fight and that inner strength every single day. Third, embrace life in new and different ways. Yeah, it's cliche, but do something that scares you every day. Take the opportunity that's put in front of you because you never know what doors may be open as a result. I chose a career that was significantly different than before I had cancer because I knew that watching my daughter every day, going to her classes, to be dropping her off at the door and picking her up and going on field trips were far more important than sitting at a desk every day. My life has been far more robust and far more amazing than I ever thought it could be. Fourth, love. Love with all your heart. Tell people you love them and mean it. Give long, closed-eye hugs. You'll surprise yourself. Fifth, persevere. Having cancer and going through treatment is a long, winding road, and it's going to take you much longer to get through it physically and emotionally than you imagine. Give yourself grace that you'll have good days and bad ones, and know that you can continue to persevere through this, that you're far stronger than you can imagine.
Thank you for joining us today. I hope you found some inspiration on the power of perseverance while finding and clinging to the joy in life, no matter the odds. If you feel you learned something new with this podcast today, share it with others. To learn more and continue this conversation, join us at irondadbook.com and make sure to sign up for our newsletter and free gift. I'm looking forward to sharing more with you soon. Take care.